Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, January 14, 2014, and this is Taylor St. Theos, Chicago 8 Volunteer, reporting, and together we will do better. In just a few weeks, United will again provide charter service to the Olympic Games for NBC. The 2014 Winter Games will be held in Sochi, Russia. We have received a number of questions from members on how flight attendants are specially assigned to fly charter IDs. The following is an effort to clarify some of those questions. Section 9.F.7.C.9 of our contract provides that charter flights may be specially assigned provided, one, the chartering company or persons must request a specific flight attendant by name and in writing, and two, she or he shall be used subject to his or her approval. Essentially, the charterer provides to management a list of the names of flight attendants they would like to work the flights. As we understand it, this list was compiled based on feedback from their employees who recommended that certain individuals be included on the charters. This is in accordance with the grievance decision in MEC 3-08, which reinforced that United Management may not provide or feed names of flight attendants to charterers, nor should they recommend specific flight attendants to any charterer. In the case of the Sochi charters, management has determined they would like to have a number of flight attendants based at JFK prepared to work the charter IDs in the event a specially assigned flight attendant is unable to do so. While management did not want to obtain Russian visas for every flight attendant at JFK and wanted to restrict the visas must be made available in seniority order to those flight attendants interested in doing the flying. Management devised a process where all JFK flight attendants were notified via corporate email and were given the opportunity to express their individual interest for any of these potential but unlikely assignments. These flight attendants will not be assigned to the charters unless required by an irregularity that renders any of the specially assigned flight attendants unavailable for the charter ID. As a necessary precursor, this group of JFK flight attendants, as those specially assigned, had to agree to relinquish their passport for up to 20 days in order to be issued the Russian visa under a process determined by the Russian embassy. This pool of individuals who will be utilized to protect the operation of the charter is available, will be supplemented by other JFK flight attendants who transferred from DCA and who still have a period of validity remaining on the Russian visa that was previously required to fly the recently discontinued flight between Washington and Moscow. The U.S. Senate remains in debate over the proposed 3-month extension of unemployment benefits. The most recent development is a scheme devised by Senator Kelly Ayotte, Republican from New Hampshire. In her amendment, she proposes paying for the extension by cutting off the child tax credits for undocumented immigrants. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, Illinois, is working to ensure that Ayotte's amendment will be defeated should it come to the floor. Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada, also opposes this measure. This is an issue that affects all working Americans, and we expect the Senate to act swiftly to finalize the extension. Partnership bidding closed yesterday morning, established solely for the protection of United flight attendant jobs, and the partnership program will be implemented only when the need for involuntary furlough exists. In this program, a single line of flying will be shared by two flight attendants. This program will be implemented following voluntary furloughs and when a domicile overage situation still exists. Currently, the company is evaluating the partnership bids on file to review the cost effectiveness of the program in the aggregate. It is anticipated that management will announce the awards for the partnership program tomorrow. Beginning yesterday, all United flight attendants have the authority to occupy a cabin jump seat on ExpressJet aircraft. This policy change is a result of a decision by management and is not supported by the terms of our contract. Put another way, the terms of the United AFA contract does not govern the use of ExpressJet jump seat. As with any change, it is possible that you may encounter ExpressJet personnel who may not yet be aware of this change. To minimize the likelihood of misunderstandings, we have been in communication with the Express ExpressJet ALPA MEC and the ExpressJet IAM District 142 leadership to ensure that we share a common understanding of what the change means and how it will be implemented by the company. As a result of those discussions, the unions involved concur with the idea that any differences in understanding of this jump seat authority policy change between United Flight Attendants and ExpressJet employees are best handled by our respective professional standards organization. In the event you encounter any employee who does not understand how the policy is to be applied, please provide specific details to your local council office. Each local council within AFA is assigned to one of the three election categories, which determines the timing of local elections and the term in office. Currently, Category 2 councils are engaged in elections. Those councils are JFK Council 5, Los Angeles Council 12, Las Vegas Council 25, and Narita Council 38. The timeline for the nominations and the election process can be found here on our website. The terms of office for those elected will be July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2017. The winter regular schedule meeting of the United Master Executive Council will take place in Chicago during the week of January 21st at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by the 14 other local council presidents from around the system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. We encourage members to witness our democratic process by attending their local council meetings and the MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. Scheduled times for your local council meetings and the MEC meeting are posted on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.